and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock. The Prime Minister has been speaking to European leaders as tensions continue to rise in the Middle East. There are concerns about retaliation after Israeli airstrikes hit some of Iran's nuclear bases last night. One of NATO's top officials, Mark Rutte, played down concerns about the risk of nuclear war.
No, we are not close. And obviously, allies within NATO are really navigating this crisis. Everybody is focused on de-escalating it. The US, of course, is working on that with other allies.
Seven men have been convicted for the grooming of two teenage girls in Greater Manchester. The group, who are all Asian, preyed on the girls' vulnerabilities in Rochdale over 5 years, exploiting them as sex slaves. A man armed with petrol bombs and a hatchet who attacked police officers outside a station in South Wales has been jailed for at least 22 years. Alexander Dighton was said to have a grudge against authority figures, including the government and police. Appearing at the Old Bailey without legal representation, he admitted 10 charges, including attempted murder. Judge Mark Luckcroft said he remains a danger to the public.
He holds a somewhat cavalier attitude to this offending, and he expresses no remorse. Mr. Dighton remains rigid in his thinking and asserts he, to quote you, 100% will do the same thing if the government does not change.
A body found in woods in Falkirk has been formally identified as that of missing teenager Cole Cooper. The 19-year-old was reported missing on May the 9th. Miniature Dachshunds have become Britain's top dog. They often appear in the country's most popular breeds alongside Labradors, Cocker Spaniels and Golden Retrievers. But now the costly hounds have clinched pole position, according to Pet for Homes, who say they're now their biggest selling dog. In the city, the FTSE 100 has closed down 44 points at 88.42. The pound buys $1.35 and €1.18. Tonight's weather, heavy rain and thunderstorms moving north tonight, although some places will stay dry, hot and humid, with a low of 11 Celsius. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Mike Powell.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Good afternoon. Just after five, it's Margarita Taylor seeing you into the weekend on Classic FM with the music of Vivaldi next, the sound of spring for your Friday afternoon.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Bizet's La Lesienne Suite No. 2, Farandole, played by the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Claudio Abbado. Sylvia getting in touch from Bradford, very much enjoying that piece. And hello to John, working hard through the heat of this Friday afternoon, listening in London. Thank you very much for your message. You can get in touch on 61812 or on WhatsApp through to Classic FM, 61812, the text number. You can email at classicfm.com. Always a joy to hear from you where you're enjoying the music as we travel into the weekend together. Before the Bizet, Vivaldi, The Sound of Spring from the Four Seasons, played by Daniel Hope with the Zurich Chamber Orchestra, playing that first movement. Now, the piece I promised, the Warsaw Concerto from The Sound of Dangerous Moonlight, Richard Adensel's score to the film, which rose 36 places in this year's Classic FM Hall of Fame, in your top 300 at number 86. This, the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra and Daniel Adney, your soloist. Daniel Adney and the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra with Kenneth Alwyn conducting for Richard Ansell's Warsaw Concerto, a real favourite from the current Classic FM Hall of Fame. Now, this coming Sunday, if you have a favourite and you would like to celebrate Father's Day with us, then remember all day your chance to get those dedications and your mentions through for your father, the father figure in your life. If you'd like to message on WhatsApp, I'll give you that number in a moment and all the details of how you can get in touch across the weekend. Great lineup, Tim, as I mentioned earlier, with you Sunday morning from 7 a.m. for Classic FM Breakfast. Ella Jones with you from 10. And then through the afternoon, Joanna Gosling will be joining you at 1 and Stephen Mangan from 4. So plenty of chances and great music right the way through the day and plenty of chances to get your message in for Father's Day this coming Sunday. Details of the WhatsApp number to come. As I said, I'll give you a moment to grab a pen, get those details down, or just save it straight into your phone, or you can text on 61812 or email at classicfm.com. While you grab your phone, I will bring you the recording by Arabella Steinbacher of Pablo de Sarasate's Segunerweisen.
Thank you.
Arabella Steinbacher and the Monte Carlo Philharmonic Orchestra with Lawrence Foster conducting for Pablo de Sarasate's Zugunerweisen on Classic FM. So Father's Day on the way on Sunday. If you'd like to send a message to any of the team to get a message for your father and a mention on the day, the WhatsApp is 03 457 49 1812. Save that into your phone so you've got it handy for the day. That's 03 457 49 1812, or you can text on 61812. Always lovely to hear from you through the weekend. Getting you into the weekend, Mike's got all the latest on the traffic and travel, and then I've got Joshua Bell to play you Bruch's Violin Concerto number 1.
Classic FM.
Chase is the digital bank you can count on.
How so?
Because you get 1% cash back on your grocery shop.
Like on prosciutto?
Yeah, prosciutto.
And seaweed crackers?
Sure, those two.
Oh, hang on, what about rotisserie chickens?
If it's in your grocery shop, Chase has got your cash back. Join today and get 1% cash back on debit card spending on groceries, fuel and everyday transport. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents, eligibility applies. 1% cash back for your first year. Maximum £15 per month. Exceptions apply.
Classic FM travel.
On the roads in Cheshire, the M62 westbound is closed at junction 9 for Winnick. That's because of emergency repairs after an accident this morning, but still long delays in the area. Queues in Staffordshire on the M6 southbound. That's as the exit slip road at junction 11 Cannock is closed because a lorry has broken down. In Leicestershire, delays on the M1 northbound after a collision between junctions 24 for East Midlands Airport and 25 for Nottingham. In Kent, the A2 eastbound is blocked between Dartford Heath and the M25 Darrenth interchange. That's because of a prang, so long delays there. On the trains, Thames Link and the East Midlands Railway have delays of up to 50 minutes and cancellations between London St Pancras and Luton. That's after an investigation earlier.
Classic FM.
Joshua Bell and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields with Bruch's Violin Concerto, number one on Classic FM. Great music to see you into the weekend. After that second movement, we'll hear from Verdi in just a moment. Vapensiero on the way. But however you're spending the weekend, if you ever need a moment of calm in it, we've got something rather special for you.
It's been said that Mozart works wonders for your memory. So, if you're revising at the moment, try our sister station, Classic FM Calm. The perfect soundtrack to soothe nerves and help you concentrate all through exam season. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
Movement of Ravel's Mother Goose, played by the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Yannick Nezet-Segan on Classic FM, where Stephen Huff plays in a moment Chopin's Mazurka in C-sharp minor after Verdi's Vapensiero.
Thank you. Classic FM.
Stephen Half playing as Chopin's Mazurka in C-sharp minor. And before, the music of Verdi, Vapensiero, performed by the National Academy of St. Cecilia Orchestra and chorus directed by Myung Wong Chung. Now, thanks to our friends at EuroMillions, I can tell you that tonight's estimated jackpot is an incredible £208 million. Imagine what you could do with that. One winning couple decided that they were going to start keeping bees and produce their own local honey. My goodness, wonder what hobby you would start with £208 million in your bank account. Best of luck if you're taking part in tonight's draw. Now on Classic FM from Al Bononi, the Oboe Concerto in B-flat major.
Thank you.
Heinz Holliger, Annie Musici with Albinoni's Oboe Concerto in B-flat major. Now, as we head into the weekend, some great shows to listen out for this Friday evening. At 7, we're off to the movies on Classic FM, and then at 9, in the latest in her series Real Music, Classic FM's composer-in-residence, Debbie Weinsman, is joined by another star. Friday evenings at 9, she's been speaking to some legends of stage and screen that she's collaborated with over the years, including Sir Stephen Fry and Dame Sheila Hancock. Tonight at 9, Debbie Weinsman in conversation with Dame Maureen Lipman, talking about that special relationship between composer and actor. There'll be music from Mozart, Chopin and Candide by Bernstein all on the way tonight at 9. One not to miss on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Weekend mornings sound even better with Classic FM.
I'm Tim Leoro. I love waking up with you every weekend morning, and I can promise you loads of fantastic music to get the day going. Musical sunshine, relaxing favourites, movie music, the Classic FM Hall of Famer. Yep, it's all here, along with that wonderful weekend feeling.
Classic FM Weekend Breakfast. Saturday and Sunday mornings from 7 with Mournflake. 350 years of great British porridge.
Kate's just off to work after sleeping in the best bed in the business. And my word, doesn't she look ready for anything? Something about her smile is just brighter. Her eyes seem glintier. And she just feels so much more Katie-er. Of course, it's no surprise, really, because last night she slept at Premier Inn. And she got up to 15% off with Business Booker. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. T's and C's apply.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no. Me, I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
I'm literally crying.
Same, but my bladder can't take these laughs. I may have to leave.
Wait, try one of my always discreet maximum protection pants. Total game changer when the floodgates open up.
Seriously?
It gives me complete peace of mind, even for my heaviest bladder leak surprises. Go try one on.
Fair play. And now I can stay until the last gag.
Try Always Discreet's new maximum protection pants for heavy bladder leaks.
Wouldn't it be better if your insurance company rewarded you for renewing? At NFU Mutual, our insurance can be relied on, and that means we reward loyalty. As a car, home, farming, or business customer, you get a saving on your renewal thanks to our mutual bonus. We do this so you can enjoy the more important things. No wonder 9 out of 10 customers choose to renew every year. For insurance you can rely on, join NFU Mutual today.
Here comes Steve, with the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair, and if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow, which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Global Player, the official Classic FM app.
Find music to suit any mood, like your favourite scores and soundtracks. On our sister station, Classic FM Movies. Or enjoy the most soothing classical music with Classic FM Calm.
Global Player, radio, live playlists and podcasts. Download it now for free.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, Keir Starmer has spoken to Israel's Prime Minister as tensions continue to rise in the Middle East. We're hearing the country is launching fresh attacks on Iran this evening after targeting nuclear bases last night. Political analyst Jasmine Al-Ghamal has told us there's now a danger of all-out war.
I do believe that now the Iranian regime is in a place where it's going to have to respond. And we're going to see over the next few hours and days what that response looks like.
Seven men have been convicted over the sexual exploitation of two teenage girls. The Asian group preyed on the girls' vulnerabilities in Rochdale, Greater Manchester, over 5 years to groom them as sex slaves. The actor turned activist Lawrence Fox faces a trial in March next year on suspicion of encouraging people to damage ULEZ cameras. The 47-year-old has appeared at Croydon Crown Court relating to social media posts on X from 2023. He denies the charge. Two men have been jailed over the theft of a £4.8 million solid gold toilet from Blenheim Palace. The working art installation was yanked from its plumbing at the Oxfordshire stately home during a raid in September 2019. James Sheen and Michael Jones have been sentenced to a total of more than 6 years. Detective Superintendent Bruce Riddle says it's unlikely the toilet will be returned.
I'm fairly confident the toilet has been broken up into several pieces. In total, it was just under 99 kilos of gold. I think the gold will be melted down, so finding that now will be really difficult. But it won't stop us trying to get back for the public the criminal assets that they've gained from this.
Keira Knightley has admitted the criticism she got.